Thanks for joining us. Today in our podcast, we will be talking about some of the facts and statistics behind embryonic stem cell research and why it's such an important topic. Thanks for listening, and please enjoy.
Hello, I'm your host, Emma Ostovich, and today on this podcast, we have special guest Misael Vargas, who is going to be talking about stem cell research. With that being said, take it away, Misael.
Thank you, Emma. Well, to completely understand what stem cell research is, first, we have to understand what stem cells are. According to an article written by the Mayo Clinic, stem cells do two important things. One is they are able to create more cells like themselves, and two is they can become other cells that can perform a different function from what was originally intended.
Interesting. So what can they do?
Well, these cells, depending on where they are from, can develop into different tissues like heart cells, brain cells, or even bone cells. That's what makes the study so important. Because through it, we are able to create healthy cells in order to replace cells affected by the disease.
So where is stem cell research mainly being applied today?
Well, stem cell research is mainly being used today in order to treat a wide variety of conditions. Most commonly, it is used to treat autoimmune and blood disorders in patients. But most recently, they're also being used to treat stuff like type 1 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and heart failure, just to name a few.
So it seems as if stem cell research is being used to treat others, then what's so bad about it? Why is it that stem cell research is seen as such a controversial topic?
Well, it's honestly a lot more complicated than you think.
Why? What's so complicated about it?
Well, long story short, there is about two main reasons why stem cell research has become such a controversial topic. The first one has to do with embryonic stem cell research, while the other deals with some common misconceptions surrounding the study itself.
So, what are some of the common misconceptions that people believe?
Well, a lot of people believe that the practice behind conducting stem cell research is unsafe or unethical, whereas it's actually really safe. The United States actually prioritizes the ethics behind every type of research that is conducted. Additionally, Hollywood has also added on to this negative viewpoint towards stem cell research, as it has introduced topics like human cloning or human experimentation, which only blurs the true meaning of what this research really does.
What an interesting insight. So, what about the embryonic stem cell research?
Well, when it comes to stem cell research, the shadow of embryonic stem cell research kind of overshadows over all of stem cell research, if that makes any sense. It kind of creates this negative image for anything associated with the study.
So, what exactly going on here makes it controversial?
Embryonic stem cell research involves the destruction of embryos in order to be able to extract the stem cells from the embryo. This dives into the discussion of if an embryo is alive or not, and whether if it's ethical to destroy fetuses for the advancements of stem cell research.
I mean, scientists aren't evil. Why do they have to conduct research on fetuses?
Well, I'm glad you brought up that point, because that's what makes this situation so complex. So, essentially, embryonic stem cell research allows us to have access to natural, pluripotent cells. These cannot be derived from any other type of cell in the body. Now, what makes pluripotent cells so special is that we can turn these into any other cell that we want. This makes embryonic stem cells highly sought after, as they can be used in a wide variety of areas like repair damaged tissue, or to treat diseases, or even create a new type of medicine.
So, if I may ask, how do embryonic stem cells affect the other types of stem cells?
That's also a very good question. The truth is that the stem cells derived from embryos serve as a sort of golden standard. They act as the perfect stem cell because they can be turned into anything. That's what makes them essentially pluripotent. Scientists use these cells in order to create substitutions or alternatives for embryonic stem cells.
So what I'm getting at here is if it weren't for embryonic stem cells, then we wouldn't have alternatives today?
Yes, exactly. Thanks to embryonic stem cells, we have been able to create a few alternatives, thus allowing us to rely less on the destruction of embryos.
So why are we still using them then?
Well, because these alternatives have not been perfected yet, the simplest way to see it is, if we don't allow scientists to conduct research on embryos, then millions of people who are waiting for treatment could be affected. But if we allow them to conduct research now, then we won't have to use them in the future at all.
So where are these embryos coming from anyway?
Well, as stated in an article written by the AMA Journal of Ethics, embryos generally come from either abortions or leftover from in vitro fertilization procedures. So it's not like scientists are taking away embryos from women. Instead, they are using embryos that would have been discarded of anyways.
So what I'm getting at here is, couldn't you say that a lot of what affects people's views on stem cell research has to do with religion, maybe?
Yes, of course. Religion is a huge part of what makes up people's mind around stem cell research. It's a complicated topic, so anytime when exploring a new topic, it's always important to realize that it's not about choosing science over ethics, but rather finding a way to do both.
Thank you for that thoughtful insight, Misael.
Of course. It was a pleasure talking to you, Emma.
That's it. Thank you for listening.